Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump making no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, something that made for awkward moments on the first day of his trip to France. Amid deep disagreements with his host, French President Emmanuel Macron, over climate and trade, odds were stacked against a good visit for the U.S. president. Two leaders instead focused on finding common ground on areas like Syria and counterterrorism. President Trump is in France for Bastille Day celebrations. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. William Ni, a China researcher for Amnesty International Hong Kong, spoke with VOA.
I think that many people are just feel a sense of grief, of course, at his loss, but also outrage that he should have been in prison to begin with. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is that the trends towards human rights have only gotten worse.
Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the U.S. or Germany. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little apparent progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They broke off ties with Qatar over alleged funding of terrorism. This is VOA News. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, detailed the progress of his coalition's work in Iraq and Syria to reporters. He said the battle against IS is not over, but by defeating them in Mosul, Iraq, the coalition has been successful. Reporters asked him about the battle against IS in Syria.
Syria is far more complicated than Iraq. It's far more complex. As I mentioned earlier this morning, we do not have a government to work with. That's not going to change anytime soon. What we are trying to do is make sure that in areas in which we are operating, in which forces we are working with, we have deconfliction arrangements in place so that the territory, there's a clear delineation of territory, so we don't have incidents like happened a few weeks ago where we shot down a Syrian plane. So we are working very hard with the Russians on those types of arrangements, and we're actually fairly encouraged by what's happening there.
McGurk briefed reporters following the final of 3 days of coalition meetings in Washington. This week's meetings were the first of the full coalition since December 2014. Egyptian Coptic and Catholic churches have suspended all outside church activities for the rest of July because of security threats. Church officials gave no information on who recommended the suspensions or if there are any specific threats, but Islamic State has threatened to continue attacks on Christians in Egypt after it claimed responsibility for killing 28 people in May. Two separate church bombings on Palm Sunday also blamed on Islamic State. 44 people died. Israeli police say three Palestinians opened fire at Israelis near a Jerusalem holy site. Chief Inspector Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
All three terrorists were shot and killed. What we know is they were armed with an automatic weapon, with a Carl Gustav weapon, as well as knives. And they also attempted to stab a number of people here at the scene. Altogether, the situation is now under control. The area of the Temple Mount is closed off. A large number of police units are in the area, and we're now confirming and looking into the identifications of those terrorists who carried out the attack.
Incident happened near the holy compound known to Jews as the Temple Mount, to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has been treated at a hospital in Canada after becoming dehydrated while helping to build houses for Habitat for Humanity, a charity that he's championed for more than 30 years. He's doing better now. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.